Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Gemara Tanis 15b. The Gemara talks about in a Braisa that on the first and second sets of three fasts, they enter the synagogue and pray in the manner that they pray all year round. But for the last set of seven fasts, they bring the ark out to the town square and place dust upon the ark and upon the head of the Nasi, upon the head of the chief of the court. And everyone then takes and places dust upon his own head. Rav Nassim says they bring ashes. Why do they do this? Rashi explains the Gemara's explanation, the discussion, the concern about the removing of the ark from the synagogue to the town square. But they bring it in order that it shows that there's dirt. And the use of the ashes shows the idea of the memory of the ashes of the Akedas Yitzchak, which is bringing to mind the sacrifice of Abraham and Yitzchak, where they tried to bring themselves as close to Hashem as possible. The 10th trial of Avraham, the Nisayon, the great Nisayon of the ashes and the dust. But I want to think about a different idea. How they bring the ashes, the dust, they put it on the ark and the Nasi and the chief of the court. The dust and the ash reminds these people and reminds everyone around them that really we are just dust and ashes. Avraham Avinu says, Anochi Efer V. And Moshe and Aaron say, what are we, ma'anachnu? A real person really can understand, a really great person can understand that even if they're really great, they really are nothing but dust and ash. Really, they're just members of the world. They're really just earth. We are made from the earth of the ground, as Adam was made literally from Adama, and Chava came from Adam, as Hashem made them. And really we should understand that no matter how great a person thinks he is, he should always be humble, not get arrogant, not get conceited, and not have any pride in himself, and realize that we need to be like dust and ashes. We need to maintain our humility and maintain the fact that we need to be humble. Understand, like the Gemara talks about the ash and the dust, that we too should not get conceited, not think ourselves too much, and not get arrogant in any way, but be humble and understand we're just a speck of dust on the ground in the timeline of history, one tiny person in the timeline of Jewish history and in the entire world of billions of people. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 16 here on the TTD.